Are you thinking about adding an occasional tillage pass to your no-till crop rotations to help control some of those challenging weeds? If so, stay tuned. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, occasional tillage is one topic that will be covered at the upcoming K-State Dryland Cropping Systems Update. This school will be held on Wednesday, December 19th at the 4-H Building in Cheyenne County and will be held from 1 to 3:45 p.m. Central Time. We will be discussing many topics that we have been researching here in Western Kansas. This includes the occasional tillage study that I mentioned earlier. This research was conducted in Tribune and Garden City. It was done to better understand the effect of a single tillage operation once every 3 years on grain yields in a wheat, sorghum, fallow rotation. In addition, Alan Schlegel, our agronomist at Tribune, will be discussing the studies conducted about increasing the intensity of our crop rotations. This includes stacking summer row crops to get those 3 crops in 4 years and the resulting effects on yield. The questions that were asked on this research were, first, whether more intensive cropping systems can enhance and stabilize the production in rain-fed cropping systems. And two, can more intensive crop rotations more efficiently capture and use the scarce precipitation that we receive in our area? Another one of the topics will be weed control in no-till and limited tillage rotations. Dallas Peterson, our K-State weed scientist, will be discussing those challenging weeds of Palmer amaranth and that challenging grass, tumble windmill grass, in our no-till rotations. We will also have an ag economist there to discuss economics of some of this research, specifically the occasional tillage study, because we all know that we need to know how changes to rotation will pencil out and affect our checkbook. The final topic of the afternoon will be a corn planting date and maturity study. This topic will be presented by Northwest Area Agronomist Lucas Haig. This research was conducted in response to the questions that we are getting asked about how late we can plant corn and how hybrid maturity affects this. So as you can tell, this dryland cropping systems update will encompass several topics that farmers have questions on. Again, this school will take place on December 19th at the 4-H Building in St. Francis from 1 to 3:45 p.m. Central Time. If you would help us out by RSVPing, that would be great. The RSVP deadline is December 17th, and you can do so by signing up online at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy or by calling the Extension office in St. Francis at 332-3171. The flyer for this school with the schedule of the meeting is also posted online on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy and on social media at my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions on the school, please get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, and Sharon Springs or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.